And welcome back. You are listening to EAA Radio 1210 AM 96.5 FM and on the net at eaaradio.net. And I'm sitting in here with my co-host Amy Lobato, who has more of her cohorts from Women in Aviation today. Amy, who are we talking to?
Well, we're talking with Peggy Chabran, who is the president of Women in Aviation International. But today, we've also got Debbie Wren Harvey. Debbie is an airline captain, an FBO owner, an aerobatic champ, and she's heading up Women Soar, You Soar project this summer, which is, I'm watching her eyes are kind of going around in circles going, whoa, how did I get all these jobs at one time?
Sounds like it keeps you pretty busy.
How you doing, Deb?
Oh, I tell you, it's kind of a rat race right now trying to get everybody herded in one direction. And
well, you've got 80 teenage girls, no less, coming
80
in.
80 teenage girls and 20 very accomplished mentors that are coming in various days and trying to get everybody all in one place at one time by Thursday at noon. So,
wow. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Women Soar, You Soar project is?
Sure. It started off 8 years ago as a mentoring session to encourage young ladies to take a vocation in aviation of some sort, that you didn't have to be a pilot. It's more education and mentoring and inspiring, helping them to achieve their goals, and hopefully that those goals being in aviation.
And what happens on Thursday at noon?
Well, Thursday at noon, the whole event starts, and it's a lot of hands-on activities and fun activities. The mentors and the girls will all get together, and we have a keynote speaker Thursday evening of Jessica Cox. And, and then Friday, of course, we join up with the Women in Aviation for breakfast and pictures. And then we'll be on the grounds Friday afternoon. Friday night, there's a college mixer where all the educators of 13 different schools and educational facilities meet with the girls and hopefully can tell them a little bit about their schools and what they have to offer. On Saturday, we meet airshow performers and have workshops, hands-on things, activities for the girls to do. And Sunday, we have a little project form in the morning and a final ceremony where we give an award, a few scholarships for the girls, and hopefully keep them in aviation. And by Sunday, everybody's worn out, but we've had a great time.
Well, you kind of run the gamut in the aviation here, an airline captain and FBO owner. So you got the general aviation, you've got the airlines and aerobatics.
You know, I guess
I just couldn't pick one, huh?
No, I'm easily bored. So this way it keeps me entertained and interested in all aspects of aviation. You never know everything about aviation, but this is, I enjoy every part of it, every facet that I do. Plus, it's also a way to encourage and help people not be afraid of aviation, and the youth be encouraged and get into aviation. I've gained so much from aviation that I want to return some back and hopefully help aviation continue on into the future.
That's you know, but that's been your MO for so many years. I mean, you've been how many years involved with the Women Soar, You Soar program before you were promoted to head it up?
It's been 8 years, and I've been involved with it 7 years.
Yeah. So you've been there since day one, because I know I've been a mentor, and you've been there at the same time, and we've sat down and made paper airplanes and made rockets and, you know, it really is. When she says hands-on, she means hands-on. The mentors get right down there with the girls, and then there's breakout time. There's time to just talk, too.
We do. We have scheduled breakout times to where we just sit down, and there's two mentors per group, and there's 8 to 10 girls per group. And so it's really a very close-knit group, and we mentor them and talk to them about networking and just encourage. We try to bring them out of their shell and have self-confidence in what they want to do and kind of some ideas of how to do it.
That's a great ratio. I mean, that's better than most college courses, you know, that you get. So,
why the focus on the particular age group, this like middle school, high school age group?
The
what
teenage
is it about,
girls.
Yeah, what is it about that teenage years that girls really need a little TLC?
I don't think that necessarily all girls' families encourage them to get into diverse areas of their future. I think, you know, they think of the stereotypical female jobs, and we have such a vast array of professions that you can do in aviation. You don't have to be a pilot. You don't have to be a mechanic. You can be a writer. You can write, you know, training manuals. You can be in training and teach people to fly. You can, you know, be an engineer and design different aviation products. You can market. You just like you guys, you're in the media and marketing and writing. And so there are so many things to do that people don't realize, and they don't think of all of the different jobs that they could do and still be involved with aviation.
And that's right about that age when kids are stopping the what I want to be when I grow up and having to start to pick career paths and how they're going to get to them. So,
but you know, I don't think, and they also think that they have to pick something and stick with it. And we all know that we've
like you,
we've branched we've branched out into various things. You know, I started off in, believe it or not, medicine.
I do believe it. Having met you now, I do believe that.
And, you know, so life isn't just down one road.
No.
It takes lots of paths, and you have lots of obstacles. And it's how do we move on with these obstacles? How do we get around these obstacles? Because, you know, I hate to say, when I started, and I'm sure Peggy can speak of this too, and thus why women in aviation, but we had obstacles. You know, women didn't fly airplanes. Did you believe that? You know, a lot of them didn't think they could, and they didn't think they could be in professionally in aviation, and there weren't very many engineers. So it's just the fact that life has changed and times have changed. The women are very accepted in all fields of aviation, and so we're just trying to get them all encouraged and help support them and build their confidence they can do what they want to do.
Well, and as long as you're still moving, there's always time to do what it is you've always wanted to do.
I don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Yeah. I believe that too.
One of the cool things about this program is some of your mentors are actually alumni from the program.
Absolutely, they are. We used to have junior mentors. People came through the program. We had junior mentors and then mentors. We don't have junior mentors anymore, but we do have people that have gone through the program, and once they've gotten through that, they apply to be a mentor, and it's really a great thing. We've seen a lot of success from the program over the last 8 years.
Yeah, it is. It is a terrific opportunity, and I got a really cool message yesterday, an email from a dad who I had talked to last year and convinced him to put his daughter into Women's Soar USOAR last year. And he emailed me to say that he had heard the show yesterday and that he was really excited because they were on their way up because their daughter wanted to come back.
Oh, yes.
And they were coming back to the EAA Air Venture show because their daughter wants to be in Women's Soar USOAR again this year.
Yeah,
so
it's really grown to be quite a great program. Well, maybe not this year because I organized it.
Oh, no.
No, it's a great program. We're really looking forward. We're excited about it.
Where can people find more information about Women's Soar USOAR at this point?
Well, EAA.org has it on their website, and you can look up EAA and then click on the Women's Soar link.
Excellent. And also, this is something that requires a little bit of planning. It's not the kind of thing where somebody can just toss their daughter in this week.
Right. Yeah, we closed the registration about a week ago or a week and a half ago. So, but they get, you know, it's they stay at the university. They have chaperones that stay with them. We have all the meals, all the lodging. Everything is all taken care of as part of the registration fee, which is minimal. And if they can't handle that, we make sure they can. So
No one's turned down. Yes, I understand completely. So if you're interested, plan for next year.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward to seeing the kids at the breakfast. That's Friday morning at the Nature Center, right? You're still selling tickets?
Still selling tickets at the booth, Hangar B. And 8 o'clock in the morning is the breakfast. And right after is the photo at 10:30, which this year is open up to women in all areas of aviation, not just pilots, but as you were saying, Deborah, aeronautical engineers, mechanics,
everybody,
whatever,
all inclusive
writers,
exactly. So get your orange shirt at the EAA Welcome Center, or come to Women in Aviation's booth in Hangar B, and get your name in the logbook. And hopefully we're going to see everybody on Friday. I'm really looking forward to it. I think we're gonna be out there on the plaza with you guys. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick break here at Around the Patch, and we'll be right back.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.